This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, October 26th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering a blend of local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. More information is available online at nwaonline.com.
And KUAF is also supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ahead on Ozarks, a summit in Springdale for educators wanting to increase Arkansas's graduation rates, and a bit of calm for a month filled with politics, fundraising and trick-or-treating, music from the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway Piano inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and more.
This is the fundraising time of year for KUAF. This is our on-air fundraiser for this fall 2012, and it's a time when we encourage you to support your public radio station, KUAF. Here's the odd thing about radio. It's invisible. We are actually asking you to pay for something you can't see. Or do you? Have you ever been in the parking lot in the morning waiting to hear the end of something on Morning Edition before you get out of the car? How many times do you know that you can contribute to a conversation about a book or a movie or a current event because it's something you heard on KUAF? How many times have you looked at your kids with just a little bit more patience after listening to a story about the short lives of children in Rwanda or Somalia? Everything you hear on public radio is made possible by the contributions of people who believe in it. Listeners who become contributors. All those people believing in something they can't see. If you believe in the power of public radio, you can call us right now, 800-522-5823. You can also pledge at any time, including right now, online at supportkuaf.com.
And if you've never given before and you're not quite sure how much to give, I can tell you that the average pledge is about $104, which is about $2 a week. Mm-hmm. Other ideas, if you're looking for an easy way to remember or think of what to give, you can do, if you think public radio is worth a dollar a day, you can do a buck a day, that's $365. Or maybe a buck a week, that's $52. Right. So just a couple of suggestions, but you best know what you can afford and how much public radio is worth to you. You know best what you can contribute to KUAF.
You can contribute online at supportkuaf.com. Christina Thomas last night and I on the 7 o'clock edition of Ozarks mm-hmm. at Large actually went through how long it takes to pledge online. Not very long.
Not very long?
Not very long at all. The big questions are for you, how you want to make the payment and how much. Simple. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823 if you'd like to call in your pledge of financial support right now. Also like to thank many of the restaurants who have helped
yes.
make this fundraiser better for our volunteers who've come in.
Better for me because I don't have to pack a lunch.
And some of those restaurants include Abon Pan, which is on the UA campus.
Greenhouse Grill.
Greenhouse Grill and U.S. Pizza Company.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate our volunteers and the restaurants who are helping our volunteers very much.
Yes, thank you guys very, very much for helping support us.
You have a part in this too, and a particularly easy one, really, because it just takes a phone call or a pledge online. Again, the phone numbers.
800-522-5823 or 575-5823. That's 575-KUAF. You can also pledge online anytime at supportkuaf.com. Ozarks at Large. Third District Congressman Steve Womack says his Republican colleagues in the House have been stacking up pro-growth bills like cordwood, but Democrats in the Senate won't bring them to the floor. In a debate last night with two challengers for his seat, he said businesses need some reassurance from government.
We've got a lot of money that's ready to get in the game to expand business, to create ideas and put people to work and renew American exceptionalism again, but the problem is the job creator out there just cannot compute as external input costs, cannot live in a certain climate. And that's the first thing that we need to do, is bring certainty back to the job climate.
Well, Mac faces Libertarian David Pangrack and Green Party nominee Rebecca Kennedy, but no Democrat this time after Ken Aden withdrew from the race in early July. Kennedy favored mandating businesses pay workers more, which she says would spur the economy.
If we pass the Fair Minimum Wage Act, raise the minimum wage to a living wage of $9.80 an hour, it will not only generate $60 billion in consumer spending over the next 2 years, it will create 100,000 new jobs.
But Pangrack says greater government burdens on business is not the way to go.
The government has a pretty good feel for breaking your legs, handing you a crutch, and saying, see, without the government, you wouldn't be able to walk. This has just gotten ridiculous. We need to move back to a free market economy.
The debate was broadcast on AETN and will be rebroadcast on the afternoon of Sunday, November 4th.
For about 10 years, volunteers have banded together to clean up Lake Fayetteville twice each year. The fall Lake Fayetteville cleanup is tomorrow at the lake, and John Pennington with the Washington County Cooperative Extension Service says the cleanup can have long-term impact on the lake beside just a semi-annual cleaning.
There are some types of chemicals in some of the trash that can leach out into the water. But the main thing we're trying to do is just make it look healthy and clean, and try to make it be healthy and clean for the wildlife. And then once we get people involved and people are coming out and helping to take care of an area that they like to use or enjoy for different purposes, maybe we can reach people that haven't really thought about how they need to help take care of this lake, or maybe how if they don't throw their cigarette butt out the window, that that's good for their community and good for water quality.
Pennington says the intangible benefit of watershed awareness takes years to accomplish. He says there aren't too many strange or off-the-wall things found during the cleanup, but some items found do make him wonder.
There's lots of properties that have floodplain area upstream, and if anything's left in the floodplain when the floods come, you know, it'll just grab that stuff and carry it right on in. But we can find automotive parts from vehicles and lots of other just artifacts that are really old and you wouldn't think you would still be able to find anymore.
John Pennington says more volunteers are welcome to help with tomorrow's cleanup. For more information, 444-1770.
The University of Arkansas reported today that it graduates more than 70% of its student athletes. According to numbers recently released by the NCAA, 72% of all Razorback student athletes who entered college between 2002 and 2005 finished their degrees while at the university. In addition, the most recent federal graduation rate data show that 53% of all scholarship student athletes that enrolled in 2005 graduated from the university. Looking at individual sport graduation rates, athletes from revenue-generating sports performed below the overall graduation average. Men's basketball only saw a 25% graduation success rate, while football had a 55% graduation success rate. The men's sport with the highest success rate was men's tennis with 86%, but the women's tennis team and women's golf team both had 100% success rates in graduating student athletes in these most recent rankings. And the women's sport with the lowest graduation success rate, that sport is women's track with 83%.